It's Dr. Guru with another psychological podcast, and today's podcast is about a disorder called seasonal affective disorder. Now, seasonal affective disorder, in its, by definition essentially, is a disorder that happens sometime between, let's say, September, October, and ends around April and May, and happens at least for two consecutive years. Now, the symptoms of seasonal affective disorder are difficulty concentrating, low energy and fatigue, reduced interest in daily activities, especially social, moodiness, increased appetite, cravings for complex carbohydrates, weight gain, increased sleep, loss of interest in sex, and irritability. Now, those symptoms are the same symptoms we use for something called dysthymic disorder or a mild depression. And I have to tell you that in the many years that I've been working, I've truly not seen somebody to come in my office with just having a seasonal affective disorder. All of my patients who have an increased symptomatology during the winter months are generally depressed themselves to start with, but become more depressed during the winter because they feel it's, you know, cold and miserable and dark, and they're not happy. So what people do for a seasonal affective disorder, or even someone who might be somewhat more depressed, is increase light. There are these all-frequency light bulbs that some people say help. I believe, actually, they just increase the light. I have one in my house, and they're very bright. But I'm not sure what they do for depression. But I think it's important to increase light. So people who are depressed should have more lights on. They should get out as much as they possibly can to get some air and some natural sunlight. They should find activities during the winter that make them feel happy and kind of, in a sense, force themselves to do things and eat less. Now, interestingly enough, I've had a couple of people over the years who've had actually the reverse. And these are people who are overweight and are more depressed during the spring and the summer, because during those seasons, people tend to wear less clothing, and they, these individuals, cannot hide their excessive weight by wearing bulky clothing. And so they feel more self-conscious about the weight they've gained, and they get more depressed over the summer. It's kind of an interesting paradox. Anyway, the other thing is that people should look into the use of antidepressant medications and therapy if, in fact, they feel depressed, and even if they feel more depressed during the winter. Not that I'm saying everybody needs therapy, although it probably couldn't hurt. I'm just saying that if you have symptoms that as I listed, and they intrude upon your life, it may be beneficial to seek professional help. Anyway, this is Dr. Gurr, and thanks for listening to my podcast again, and I'll speak to you soon. Bye.